Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we do appreciate you stopping by 1 month before the draft gets underway in Detroit. It's crazy to think that we're that close, but nonetheless, we're in draft season. If you want to listen to any of these podcasts, they're free and available at Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your pods. You can find these free and, again, able to listen to at your leisure. We have a fantastic young man on the program tonight. He began his career in the Ivy League at Princeton, drafts up in the Big Sky at Portland State. He's a kicker punter, and he's a talented young man, all academic as well. But with that said, George Triplett, welcome to the program, my friend. How's today treating you?
Hey, Bo. Thank you for having me on. Today's great. Actually got up to Princeton today. I have a pro day on Thursday and got a nice training session in. So just kind of getting back into the swing of things here in New Jersey.
That's good stuff. And so I guess let's kind of dive in the pro day. Do you just want to wake up, or do you just want to hang up the phone and get to it right now, or are you content waiting a couple more days?
You know, I'm ready to go now, to be honest. The nerves are gone. Without a doubt, I feel ready to go. It's going to be my second pro day on top of that. I had one at Portland State back on the 10th, so kind of know how the whole process works, and I'm ready to go.
That's cool. That's nice to have double opportunities. Another set of NFL eyes to kind of watch you do your thing, and that's a special teams ace punter, and then time of kicking. So I always like to rewind the program and take us back to Pop Warner, Pee Wee days when you were a youngster. Was football your first and foremost go-to sport, or did it take some time for you to kind of, you know, get into the game that's brought you to us talking to each other on the phone right now?
So I didn't actually start out with football, but I started really young. I technically started with soccer when I was four, but I mean, I was playing flag football when I was six and started kicking basically right around then. My dad actually got me into punting and kicking because that's what he did through college. My dad punted at the Naval Academy from 1988 through 91 for those seasons. So needless to say, he got me into it. And it's something that between having dad to coach me and having a soccer background, I just kind of had a thing for it right from the start. I was pretty good at it, had a pretty strong leg, so I went with it.
Nice. And I know, like, Chris Sells, you got the Coles camp. Were you one of the youngsters kind of working out at those facilities, kind of going to those type events, kind of mastering the skill that you've kind of crafted now?
Absolutely. Yes. I started going to Coles camps actually when I was 10. Started out my first one was a training camp in Pittsburgh. And from then, really through college and even to this day, I'm still seeing a lot of those coaches, still going to camps, working on my craft. So they've been huge resources from an early age, for sure.
Yeah, they do a great job. And again, a pipeline, if you will, to one, to get your guys into college and then kind of master that and continue to advance. Once again, George Triplett, the standout Portland State punter here on the C2P, breaking down what this young man brings to this 2024 draft class at his position. So I'm curious, as you know, you could have went off to college, things don't work out, you don't become the guy that, you know, has two pro days, one you already did, one coming up, but when do you kind of get the sense, George, that what you're doing on a Saturday can allow you this opportunity to play professionally, possibly on Sunday?
I think that it's something I realized from a pretty early age. I mean, it was always a dream, but then I think I kind of, as far as my skill level and how I stacked up against those that I went up against, both in season and games and in camps, I realized I was pretty competitive. I mean, once I got into college, and really my freshman sophomore year. I had some battles definitely as far as within the team and just earning that job early in college. But I was super persistent, and I knew that regardless of how the outcome of one day went, I was right there, and I always believed I was the best or one of the best to do what I do. And I my stats got better as I went throughout college. I got more opportunities, took advantage more, and I think put myself in a better position as time went on. And so I really think these last couple of years, especially, I've certainly seen myself as someone worthy of an opportunity on Sundays.
Love it. For you, I asked this question of all the guests that come on the program. So to say we throw George Triplett in the film room with these NFL teams, they're breaking down your game, punting, and you also have a kicking background. What do you think they're going to love about you when they watch that ball come off your foot?
I think that one big thing off the bat is I have a pretty wide array of kicks in my bag or my arsenal, so to speak. I got about seven different kicks that I feel comfortable pulling out, and there are a couple more that I've just started working on recently that I look to get a better hang of as we go through here the next few weeks going into draft day and hopefully mini camp time frame. But I think that's one big thing, and I showcased a good bit of those these last few seasons, which is definitely going to be a plus, I think. I guess more from the side as far as what you don't see on film or on what you didn't see on game day these last couple of years is adaptability, I guess, as far as scheme. And, one thing, are my special teams coaches over the last few years, like there were a lot of scheme changes that would be made to our punt team just from week to week. And, so it took adjustments from my snapper, myself, everybody else on the line, blocking schemes changed. My footwork had to change. And so, even though I didn't have that much time to rep those changes or adapt, I felt comfortable making those changes on the fly, and I feel like that's definitely going to be something that helps me out. Being comfortable with kind of uncomfortable situations in that sense, I think that's something that's going to be a big plus for me.
Like it, and wait to really explain yourself. I love the detail you went into. We have somebody on our message board. They asked seven different types of kicks. Can you kind of go through those briefly or kind of name them? Or how's that even go to have that wide array, I guess, to have those in your repertoire, if you will?
Sure. So, and everything's situational. And what most people think of when they imagine a punt is just your traditional spiral, trying to maximize hang time and distance. And, you use that directionally down the middle. And that certainly is probably the most common kick, but then, our plus field kicks end over end, just trying to place the ball, inside the 10 directionally. I have a ball that's called a Louie. That's also an end over end kick, but it's basically aiming right, or showing right, going back left. So kind of some trickery for the returner, makes it harder to gauge. Returner's kind of a little late typically, or at least the idea is that the returner's late getting to that ball, and you also have more torque coming around the ball. So typically the range on that is a little further. I have a liner that's kind of a punt showing right, but then I kick it back left. It's a low spiral, just trying to drive the ball and get it away from the returner, let it hit and roll ideally, and, kind of doing that when we're back further in our own territory. I have one I call a banana ball, where basically I hold the ball completely sideways when I kick it, and I'm trying to hit just left of center so that it spins, it rotates kind of like a helicopter blade, and it shoots forward then goes straight right, makes a hard right. To go right out of bounds, or hit right inside the sideline and then dribble downfield. And it's just kind of playing with the returner's head a little bit is the idea of a lot of these. Got a little rollout kick too, just three steps, trying to drive the ball right. It can also go left with that. So that's the majority of those kicks.
That's so interesting. We've had a lot of guests. We have a lot of punters over the years, and nobody's kind of really took us into the depth of the variety of kicks that kind of are available to them. They just kind of say they have a big foot or, you know, directional. But I love the banana ball. I love the Louis. I love the way that you kind of really delve into it. Once again, George Triplett, the standout from Portland State here on the C2P, breaking down what this young man brings to this 2024 draft class. So, you know, you mentioned that you're getting ready for Pro Day, and probably since the end of the season you've been working diligently. Have you had that moment where you think you're missing spring ball or practice yet? Have you had that panic type attack, or you've been kind of, you know, that's been flushed out of your memory and you've been very acclimated to this new regimen?
You know, I can't say that I've missed it. And I mean, I love the teams that I've played for, the people I've been around, and you know, but just I've really, rather than you know, dwelled on, I guess, and kind of thought about the things that I had before and started to miss spring ball, like you say, and the other things that I don't get at this point. I've kind of just been looking forward to what's coming next. I mean, above all, trying to live in the moment and enjoy this process, because it only comes once. But you know, I've constantly been excited about the next step and what I've been encountering throughout this process. So,
love it. That's great stuff. Hey, George, listen, we know you're busy, and we appreciate, especially with your pro day coming up in a few days. Just appreciate you kind of taking some time and letting it fly here on the show. But before we let you go, we call it three and out. Just a few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Absolutely.
Okay, now you could pick anybody on the coaching staff at Princeton or Portland State, but did one particular coach, anybody on the staff, have a particular pet peeve during practice? An absolute no-no. If you, your teammates got caught doing it during practice, you or the whole team might catch some hell.
Oof. The first one that comes to mind is Coach Parker Henry. He's my most recent special teams coach. Had him just I was fortunate to have him for this 1 year, this last year, Portland State. His big thing was no excuses, and it didn't matter what position. So he was in charge of special teams and linebackers, by the way. But regardless of what position you played, if you heard an excuse on the field, he would let you know it. And that guy did not hold back. That guy would rip you a new one right on the spot there on the field. Punishment could consist of basically anything he wanted, typically some sort of conditioning. But also, you know, the embarrassment of getting, getting torn a new one there in the middle of practice. So, you know, that was one guy you didn't want to upset, for sure.
Right. And then how about this one? I heard you're very fluid. You can speak Spanish. You got dual citizenship. So the draft scouts out there, in Spanish, could you say, you guys need to bring me aboard that 53-man roster come April?
Pues claro. A cualquier ojeador o equipo entrenador que está escuchando este programa, me encantaría una oportunidad para jugar para vosotros. Muchas gracias.
George, that was excellent. We got one final one for you, man. We appreciate you playing along. But draft week, draft weekend, with family and friends, you're waiting to hear your name come off the board or find out where you're going to sign. Who's the best cook in your family, George, and what would you like that person to have specifically made the celebratory meal for you as you head out on this next football journey?
Yeah, Mom, without a doubt. And Mom, so like you mentioned, I'm a dual citizen. I have the Spanish citizenship. So Mom's Spanish national dish is paella, and no one makes it better than her. So that's a no-brainer.
Mom is now on the clock, and you, my friend, are now on the clock as well for the 2024 NFL Draft. George, you've been an absolute pleasure. We appreciate you. We always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Bo.
No problem at all. Once again, George Triplett, the standout from Portland State, also a star at Princeton, kind enough to join us here prior to his pro day, second pro day that arrives this Thursday. Best of luck to him, and we appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.